there were two planes during the spring and summer of 1910 that were flown here at Plum Island. We refer to them as the Herring Burgess 2 and 3. The Herring Burgess 2 started out looking like the one on that flew on Chivacco Lake. It had these peculiar looking fins on the top, which some people speculate that Burgess, being a yacht builder, that was kind of like a jib sail. But the purpose of them was to achieve what they referred to as lateral control, which is keeping the plane from sliding back and forth, and it's what we now know as roll control. There are three axes of control on a plane, and one is controlled by the elevator, another one is controlled by the rudder, but the third one that controls the plane banking is one that the was very difficult for early experimenters, because the Wright brothers' patents controlled wing warping, and the patents also included ailerons, which is how any modern airplane achieves, how the plane is rolled. So Burgess and Herring put these fins on top, thinking that somehow it would keep the plane aimed straight. It turns out it really didn't do anything, because there was no way to actively correct the plane when it started to roll, and that was the reason that a lot of their flights on Plum Island ended up, crashing. Because there was no way to right the plane once it started.